This is Save On Foods Royals Hockey on the Zone at 91.3. JF Best is the assistant coach of the Victoria Royals, and he is running the performance analysis for Denmark at the World Juniors. JF, representing, well, the Royals, but with the Danish national team, and tell us maybe first how excited you are to be back with them.
I'm thrilled. It's anytime you get to be part of a tournament like that, it's an exciting atmosphere to be a part of. The crew there I've got to know really well. Super nice coaching staff, great people. The supporting staff around the tournament are great. The group of players I'm starting to get familiar with too, and they're a good bunch led by Schultze. So it's I'm really looking forward to it.
Can you give us some insight into your role with the team?
Yeah, so I work as a performance analyst for them. So I analyze the games immediately after every game. And I'm like the eye in the sky, so to speak. During intermissions, I'll run the video for them in the coach's room. I'll give them my observations and the adjustments I recommend that we should make. So really like a support role for the coaching staff. And then immediately following the game, I'll break down the video, provide reports for them late into the night so they can wake up to it in the morning. And we'll have like a meeting in the morning. And then I'll also assist them with a lot of the pre-scouting for the opponents that are coming up.
Does it go against your grain as a Canadian citizen to be coaching against Team Canada on Boxing Day?
That's a good question. This is a business relationship. No, I'm kidding. I'm a proud Canadian, and I always love to see Hockey Canada do well. It is when we enter a competition like this, I'm wearing the Danish red as opposed to the Canadian red, and so I love to see the Danes do well in this tournament like that. If we could end in a tie in that game, that would be great. But there has to be a one winner. So for that one day, I'm a Dane. Yeah,
for sure. How's your Danish coming along? Are you getting any of it?
I would be lying if I said it was good. I'm starting to pick up. You know, this would be my fourth tournament with them. So, and I've been over there on some business trips. So I've picked up some stuff as far as just, you know, recognizing some words. My delivery of speech, I would not say is good. Yeah.
We're in conversation with JF Best, who's a performance analysis coach with Team Denmark at the World Junior Championship.
How did the relationship come apart, come together for you?
Yeah, so I did a master's program over in Europe in performance analysis, and one of my colleagues in the program works for the Olympic Federation there, and the Olympic Federation in Denmark, they call themselves Team Denmark, and they have a mandate to push every individual federation to progress in terms of their approach and evaluation and development of athletes and coaches. And so when the Hockey Federation approached the Team Denmark for some support, he reached out to me, and that was 4.5 years ago. So we started really small, and it's just progressed every year a little bit.
What did you get your master's at?
In performance analysis of sport.
Doing a similar role, of course, with the Victoria Royals. Where have you found some success in what areas, and any great moments where you're able to celebrate some of those successes when you're putting a plan together based on your research and your work, and then to see it executed out there?
That's a really good question. Dan and I have worked together in the past, and so the approach that we've taken is try to be as fact-based as possible. You can have a lot of opinions and biases when you're watching just with the naked eye, but when you systematically evaluate performance, you start to see more clear patterns. So over time, he and I have worked together to implement some things that we know are higher percentage. And so I can't really speak to one individual moment, but through Dan's work, and Dan's a masterful teacher and implementer of tactics and strategies. So through that, we start to see some players starting to make those decisions in games, and there are certain players that are able to grasp those things better. And so I take reward in seeing the guys benefit. It's one thing to say try to do these things, and when you see them actually execute those things and start to see some success, that's really rewarding as a coach.
We're in conversation with JF Best, who will be the performance analysis for Team Denmark at the World Juniors. Well, we see you with the clipboard out when it's a timeout and there's a chance for a power play.
Yeah, it's honestly, again, in those moments, it really comes down to the players. And there, I just try to give them a little bit of structure and some information and try to keep their mindset in the right spot. But really, those guys are the ones that make the plays happen. I can't take any credit for anything like that. And those are all situations that we've talked about as a staff well ahead of time. So we're prepared. Dan, almost every single second intermission, will, if the game is tight or we think it might be a one-goal game, we're always preparing for the 6-on-5 if we need it. And so we're, you know, when that moment comes, we know exactly what we're going to try to do. Yeah.
Talking to Philip, you said there's no secrets. Everybody knows what Denmark's trying to do, try to get the number four slot in a very tough pool. You know where that game is here. It's going to be here. Is that in the back of your mind at all? It is in here. So.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when the tournament was announced that it was going to be here, I was frankly quite disappointed to know that we were in Canada's group because we would know that it was going to be in Vancouver.
Yeah.
It would have been great to be in a tournament like that. That is really a long tournament and it is a grind to be able to sleep in your own bed. But yeah, that is, you know, we're in a tough group and our schedule isn't great either. But you know, we experienced, two tournaments ago, we experienced, you know, you go into a tournament, you think it's going to go exactly the way that the seeding is laid out. But as the tournament progresses, there's an upset here, there's another upset there. And we were able to upset, a couple teams 2 years ago and it just completely flipped the tournament on its head. And so, you know, in a tournament like that, you look at one result at a time, you play one opponent at a time, and as the tournament unfolds, you know, if we can get the four spot, that's great. But you know, with the way the Danes play and their compete level and the way the staff runs the tournament, it's, you know, it's not outside of their reach to knock off one of the perennial giants.
Mm-hmm. You guys are getting a lot of guys back from last year's team. I know, obviously, Philip Schultz being one of them.
Yeah, there's always a good crop. I think the Danes are very much aware of their standing and being able to transition a pool of players to the next year. So when they build the roster, they always construct it with the idea that there's a number of guys that need to progress to the following season. Mm-hmm. And so we always have a returning crop. And there's not a big pool of players to pick from. You know, they pretty well know that, you know, every single spot that's going to be taken. You know, in Canada, we could have Canada A, Canada B, and still be extremely competitive with Canada B. In Denmark, you have the one team, and you have, you know, maybe three or four spots that are up for grabs. And outside of that, the talent pool just isn't deep enough to create a roster that has, you know, all of these other guys that could take these spots.
Quickly offhand, do you know of the other dub guys that are Danish that are going to be playing for the team?
I think the only one that is outside of Schultz is the goaltender in Medicine Hat, Sogard.
And JF, a lot of Canadian fans don't look at the bottom side of the draw and not realize if you don't make the quarterfinals, that final game is tremendous pressure for those teams because you're either going to Group B next year or you stay up in Group A. People don't realize how important that 9th-10th game is to these teams, and you try to avoid that at all costs.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's, you know, we actually went through that last year. We went to the relegation. It's a best 2 out of 3 mini tournament, and we actually played against Belarus and Igor Martinov's team, and those are extremely high pressure games. You're right, because there is so much at stake, so much funding at stake. All of these elements are enormously important and impactful for the future of the Federation and the country. So, you know, that we played a super tight game last year in the first game of the relegation against Belarus, and it came down right to the wire. And we scored 2 late goals out of nowhere to tie the game and then win the game in regulation. And then we played the next day, and we had some injuries. Blischfeld got hurt in the game, which was a huge player for us. And we went to shootout and won in the shootout. And it was extremely high drama, I can tell you. I remember I was standing beside the goalie coach, who's Ernst Andersen, the Frederick Andersen's dad.
Yeah.
And I grabbed him, and I picked him up, and I was spinning around because it was like winning a championship. It was enormous.
Because wow. If that didn't happen, you'd be in Germany right now, and Igor would be here.
That's right, exactly. And I don't know, like, depending on what happens, like, I don't know if I would. They would have the funding to bring me,
course,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
because yeah. Everything changes with the term and the purse that you get as a federation. So, that was a big one. Like, we really celebrated that victory. That was a big one.
How heavy was Ernst?
You know what? My back held up, but he's a bigger guy. He's just like his son. He's a bigger man. So, but no, I could have picked up anybody.
JF Best, who's a performance analysis coach with Team Denmark at the World Junior Championship.